Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to another worldwide broadcast of Power Hour. This is Ted Brewer, your host for March the 17th, 2015. I got another Tuesday to spend with you guys, and we're going to talk about Russia and Crimea and all kinds of interesting things this morning that are making and breaking news. And so we're going to have a lot of fun today. In the second hour, we're going to be doing nutrition. And we're going to be going over my new book, Breakthrough Health. We're actually going to be giving copies away for free. We'll give you the details on that when we come back for the second hour. In addition to that, we're going to be answering your questions on health and nutrition. So then we have a guest on the third hour. So we're going to have a lot of fun today. And, you know, I've been really perplexed in the last few days about what's going on in Crimea and Ukraine and what's going on with Russia and why we're massing troops and they're massing troops and why Putin disappears for a week and all these interesting little sidebars of what's going on. So I started doing a lot of research on this, and I started thinking, you know, there's got to be more to this than meets the eye, because there's always some central bank conspiracy thing going on with these international bankers that are ruling the planet now, causing all of this stuff. I mean, when Rothschild said, and I believe his mother said, that the only time we have a war is when we want there to be a war, and we control the wars, and we control both sides of the wars. So I started doing some research on that, which we're going to cover in a few minutes. But I want to share something with you very quickly. And a lot of you are, you know, writing in and you're saying, well, thanks so much for the scriptural aspect of what's going on. Thank you for talking about the Bible. Thanks for talking about what's going on with health in the country and what's going on globally and your perspective on what's happening. And, you know, the thing about it is, it's kind of like David Icke says in one of his books, Human Race, Get Off Your Knees. Now, David's not a Christian, and I agree probably with about 80% of what David Icke says. But he's got some really good – the 80% that I agree with is pretty good. You know, every week I send out, oh, gosh, probably 50 emails from my personal account to a group of folks that have asked to be on my email list as far as current affairs. And I always tell them when I send these emails out, I always send out a disclaimer every month or so, and I always say, look, I don't agree with everything I'm sending out. In fact, I probably don't agree with half of it. Some things I probably agree with 20% of it. Other things I agree with 90%, depending on the particular article. And if I write on this particular email, I agree with this, you need to watch this, this is an excellent article, then I pretty much agree with all of it, even though there may be a few parts of it I still don't quite see with. But here's the thing. David Icke says, and I'm saying, and yesterday I was listening to Alex, and he started talking about the New World Order, and he started talking about Satanism and child sacrifice and pedophilia and all the stuff that these elites are involved in, this perversion they're in, skull and bones with their sodomy and their caskets and all the weird stuff they do. And he said that, Alex said that the whole thing kind of ends up being back with Luciferianism and Satanism. And I've been telling you guys that for the last 6 months since I've been doing the show with Joyce. Now, a lot of you think, well, it can't always be a scriptural part. It can't always be this. It can't always be that. Yeah, pretty much that's what it is, because you've got to go into what's really happening in the world. You can't get caught up in the obfuscation, the shell game that the globalists are playing about this little event. You can't be worrying about how big Kim Kardashian's bottom is and who got the new breast implants and who's winning Dancing with the Stars and who's going to be chosen on America's Got Talent or what's that other show now, The Voice. I mean, and don't get me wrong, some of these things are pretty much mindless distractions and they're harmless, but they're distractions nonetheless. And the biggest thing with the American population today is they're dumbed down. I did a big radio show on Sunday night out of Houston on a Christian station, and we were talking about simple things, just basic things, about the Rothschild banking community and who they were. And I started getting all these tweets on Twitter about, I can't believe they had Ted Brewer on this show talking about this kind of stuff because it's a Christian network. And I found it fascinating that the Christians in this country are so asleep that they have no idea what's coming their way. They've been so lulled into submission by their fluoride and by their statin drugs and by their tricyclic antidepressants and the alpha brainwaves that are being created by their TV sets with their flicker rates and their mundane sermons on Sunday morning in which they tell everybody to give me money and you'll be blessed and all of this nonsense. But we're going to break this down in a few minutes. I've got so much news, and we're going to tell you what's really going on in Ukraine and what's causing all this. Stay tuned.
Romans have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. This is Ted Brewer, your host, going into some probably not really controversial for you listeners, but a lot of controversy for a lot of folks who don't listen to the Power Hour on a regular basis or listen to alternative radio. I started talking about central banks on a big show out of Houston on Sunday night and got myself I got some negative tweets about me, which I thought was funny. And you know, I tell you what, if you're going to be in the media and you're going to talk about this stuff, you're going to get some barbs thrown at you, just the way it is. I mean, that's why I pray every morning for God's protection, and I just do the best I can. Now, not everybody's going to agree with me, but that's okay. I don't expect you to agree with me. I expect you to listen to the results that you hear from different news stories, different news anchors, different news commentators, and I'm not talking about mainstream. I'm talking about alternative. And make your own decisions. Read your own books. I've read a bunch of books. The last couple of weeks, I've read two or three different books. Right now, I'm on Henry McCoo's series of Illuminati 1, 2, and 3. I just finished the third one this week, and it was phenomenal talking about the different things that happened with Hitler and World War II and how Hitler basically lost the war. And, you know, and it's strange, too, because I was reading the book by Jim Mars a few years ago. It was called The Fourth Reich by Jim Mars, one of the best books I've ever read. And he said in the book he really doesn't understand how Hitler lost the war. And it was almost as if it was done intentionally because of the advanced weaponry that Hitler had. And some people say it was because all the German Luftwaffe had been basically destroyed and there was no way to deliver nuclear payloads. And Jim Mars actually goes out on a limb and says that the bombs that were detonated over Hiroshima and Nagasaki were German bombs. Now, whether that's true or not, I have no idea. I mean, all the people who were in that great play are gone and long gone and dead. But the reality is this. So, you know, the Germans had some very advanced weaponry, and it's very strange to Jim Mars and to me and a lot of other people as to why Hitler didn't win the war. And then a lot of folks believe that Hitler was killed in the bunker, committed suicide. And then a lot of other people believe that Hitler ended up escaping to Argentina, since no one actually physically witnessed the suicide itself. And now the skull fragments that were found, there were supposedly Hitler skull fragments in Russia when they were analyzed with DNA, were found to be female, so they weren't Hitler at all. So it's been an interesting course of events. And we know that Bormann was a traitor to the Third Reich, and he was actually relaying information to the Soviets about the German troop placements all the way as the Eastern Front of Germany collapsed. Hitler knew that, and Bormann had been shown to be a traitor, and Hitler basically didn't do anything about Bormann. So there's a lot of things that are happening in the world today, a lot of interesting things that have happened, and a lot of it's because of the central bank control over the planet and these global banks that have taken over and are dominating everything. Primarily, of course, this would be the Rothschild banking cartel, which is the head of the snake. And what happened is in Russia, the Rothschild banking cartel wanted to put a central bank in Russia. The Tsar told them, absolutely not. We're not going to let you guys in here. We know what you do. You know, we were warned by, you know, our forefathers of our country never to put in a central bank. We did it anyhow in 1913. Actually, it was put in, they really wanted it in 1812, and then they lost its charter after 20 years, and Andrew Jackson got rid of them. And then the Civil War was fought and financed by both sides by the Rothschild banking cartel. And it goes on and on, and just the whole thing goes up into 1913 with Woodrow Wilson and the signing of the Federal Reserve Act. At that point, the United States was the most prosperous country in the world with basically no national debt based on GDP, and now we're the most indebted country in the world. And the way that happens is this. Let me give you a real basic thing on how this happens and how it works. And I've done this before on the Power Hour, but I want to do it again because I'm fixing to talk about the Central Bank of Russia in just a second. When a central bank comes in and they take control of the currency and they take control of it with their banks as far as distribution of the currency, they don't do that for free. They charge interest. So they sell the money to the country that they're basically financing. And when they do that, they charge interest, and they have to turn around and then sell bonds to cover the cost of the money that's being printed, which puts the country into debt to the central bank. Now, what is fascinating about this is, let's say, for instance, if we decided to take a Bill Gates and I decided to go down to buy the island of Grenada. I don't know Bill Gates, but let's say we know he has a lot of money. And we tell him, Bill Gates decides he's going to finance it. He prints Bill Gates' currency for the island of Grenada. We buy the island of Grenada, and we have no operating capital. So I go to him because he's the central bank, and I borrow $10 billion. And we go ahead and put in new infrastructure, and we're working, and the notes get 7.2% interest. That means in 10 years it's going to double itself. Rule 72. And what ends up happening is after 10 years, now I borrowed $10 billion, but I owe another $10 billion to Bill Gates for interest. The problem is the original $10 billion was put into circulation. The $10 billion in interest was never printed. It doesn't exist. It can't be paid back. Even if I give him all of my working capital back, all of it, all $10 billion, which I can't do because it's been invested, but if I find a way to scratch that out and get that out, I still owe him another $10 billion. So then he has to give me another loan for the $10 billion in interest. We have to print more money, sell more bonds to do that, which puts me and Grenada deeper and deeper into debt. That's what central banks do. They never print the interest, so the interest can never be paid back. It's a Kabbalist trick called money magic, and they just deceive people with this. This is why these bankers were thrown out of Europe over and over and over and over again, and were banned, and they were not even allowed in the countries because of what they did as far as the economies and what they did as far as taking over the governments. So what happened is the Kabbalist bankers were allowed back in to Europe in the 1600s, and then in the 1600s, a guy by the name of Sabbatain, he got a group of them, and they started off with the full-blown worshiping Lucifer and saying that everything had to be turned upside down in order to bring in the Antichrist or their new Messiah. And then that was carried over to the Franken in the 1700s, and that developed the cult of the all-seeing eye that we know today as the Rothschild banking cartel. Henry McCowell goes into detail in his books that you need to get all three of those, the Illuminati 1, 2, and 3, and read them. And you're not going to agree with everything Henry says, because I don't, but it makes a lot more sense than a lot of other theories that I've heard about all of this stuff. So what happened is they wanted to control the central bank of Russia, and they weren't allowed to do that, like they had come to the United States in 1913. So So they set up the Russian Revolution that was financed by the Rothschild banking cartel. You can go into detail on this, and we can talk about it a little bit later on here about who these people were. We're going to cover that right now. And what happened is Russia then ended up putting in a Rothschild-controlled central bank. It's been there for almost 100 years. Now, you have to understand that's the same thing they did to the United States. So the Rothschild Central Bank runs the United States, and they also run Russia. And so let me tell you what's going on right now with Putin. Putin's confidant is going to nationalize this. He wants to nationalize this a couple months ago, to nationalize the Rothschild Central Bank and purge the collaborators with the West. In other words, he wants to nationalize the Central Bank of Russia like it was with the Tsar, get rid of the Rothschild-controlled banking dynasty out of Russia. Hence, now everybody's going after Putin. This is what Saddam Hussein did. He made the mistake of wanting to get rid of petrodollars, Gaddafi, all of these people, Venezuela. All these countries have been overthrown. Let me read you a little bit about this. President Putin is under heavy pressure from outside and inside. Western sanctions and intended oil price crash. Despite efforts by the Rothschild-controlled Central Bank of Russia and the use of dozens of billions of foreign exchange reserves, the value of the ruble against the dollar has therefore declined by 39% this year. Putin will soon nationalize the Central Bank of Russia, throwing out the Rothschild banking cartel, and the ruble will be stabilized, according to his confidant, Yevgeny Fyodorov, to raise money for armament projects. Under the current constitution of Russia, the Central Bank of Russia belongs to a foreign state, the City of London, and is taking orders from London and Washington. This bank can only print money corresponding to its cash in foreign currency, which is not sufficient for Putin's purposes. The Central Bank of Russia even has to buy U.S. bonds for the dollars paid for Russian oil. So they're supporting our debt through the Russian. I'm going to repeat that. The Central Bank of Russia even has to buy the worthless U.S. bonds for dollars paid for Russian oil, whereby the dollars are returned to the Federal Reserve Bank. Moreover, Putin is under pressure from the West, which wants to overthrow and replace him with Western-minded oligarchs. Thus, the U.S. ambassador to Moscow, Teft, is said to have made it very clear, we will displace Putin from office and install our people as leader of the government, even mention this person by name and appoint the ministers. Therefore, Putin now needs a strong army to prevent Russia's submission to the U.S. through the banking cartel. Fyodorov said in an interview, a split in the Russian elite took place 2 months ago as part of the elite decided to stay with Putin. Putin then made this decision, which defines the events to follow. Furthermore, the logic of a state of emergency or geopolitical war entered into force while we are under pressure. What this means is Americans now cannot diminish their pressure while we are just under the pressure. So what they're saying here is that Russia has come under tremendous pressure from the West now because they're wanting to get rid of the Rothschild-controlled central bank. And the Rothschild-controlled central bank, being concerned it's going to lose the assets of Russia and all the oil and the debt, because once they nationalize it, they can make the debt basically void. We could do the same thing with our government. If we actually got rid of the Federal Reserve Bank, we could make it void. This is exactly what Ron Paul said to do. He goes on to say, I previously noted that Moscow Times is saying that Putin is under tremendous internal and external pressure to the extent that he must become another Stalin in order for him and Russia to survive the Western isolation of the economic attack on Russia. This means that a final stage breach of the Rothschild and his tool, the United States, at the first schism due to the confiscation by Putin. The central bank is Rothschild's pinchers on Russia and Putin. The central bank is a member of the Rothschild's Bank of International Settlements. Everybody needs to read this. I told you guys to read this book also. It's called The Tower of Basel, which is the Bank of International Settlements located in Basel, Switzerland. This is a central bank of central banks, and it's in Basel. This is also the central bank that allowed Germany to fund most of its war efforts through this Swiss bank. This is the Bank of International Settlements out of Basel, Switzerland. So read the book, The Tower of Basel. The Rothschild controls the CBR, the Central Bank of Russia, via its Fed, and is making the Central Bank of Russia unable to print more rubles than corresponding to a supply of foreign exchange. The Russia sells its oils for dollars. For the dollars, Russia buys U.S. bonds, thereby the dollars are returned to the U.S. Fed. This is really theft. Thereby, the Fed is squeezing Russia economies like a vice, Russian economist Nikolai Sagarvar says. It was simultaneous translation into German. We're doing an article that was written in multiple languages. We'll be right back with the rest of the story.
Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Food. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
As the New World Order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freesurvivallighter.com. Again, that's freesurvivallighter.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freesurvivallighter.com today.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Good morning and welcome back to another worldwide broadcast of the Power Hour. This is Ted Brower, your host for Tuesday, March the 17th, 2015. We're going over the inside scoop is what's going on as far as the Central Bank of Russia, which is a Rothschild-controlled central bank. Most people do not know that. They think that the Russian bank is independent. It is not. It is a Rothschild-controlled central bank that was implemented after the overthrow of Tsar Nicholas. So this whole organization has been controlling both Russia and the United States and Germany and most of Europe for the past 100 years at least. It goes on further than that, all the way back into the time of Napoleon with the Bank of England. But anyhow, we'll go back to this monetary policy. And so what's going on right now is that Russia, this is from Russia Today, it says that Washington and its allies are pursuing a regime change policy
the head of the Foreign Service for Russia, says they warned Moscow is aware of the U.S. moves to oust Putin from power. And they're doing all of this because Putin wants to dump the Rothschild-controlled central bank and doesn't want any more intrusion. He wants to actually nationalize the thing for Russia. But now Putin is not a good guy either. We're going to talk about that in just a second. Everybody thinks he's all this and all that, that he claims to be a Christian. But I'm going to talk about that in just a second, what's going on with him. Now, I could read the whole rest of this article, but I'm not going to. It's going to take too long. It'll take the rest of the first half of the first hour of the show to do this, and I'm not going to do it. But we're going to shift over to Putin real quick. So now you're thinking, well, Putin's the good guy because Putin is basically wanting to get rid of the Rothschild-controlled central bank in Russia, which is true. But again, this is a power grab. Now, here's another article by Anders, and he writes off, and he goes, I've often read about Putin, and he says, but still on the Internet view this man as an idealistic savior of the world from the New World Order. This is wrong. Therefore, I'll warn you again, Putin is the New World Order incarnation. He says that he sees Putin as the antithesis of the Obama-led New World Order. Both of them are just puppets. Now, listen to what I'm fixing to say to you. This is what this artist, this guy, I believe this guy's right on this. He goes, both of them are just puppets of the Jesuit Rothschild puppeteers. Putin is a royal arch mason and was educated with MI5 and MI6 in Israel and London. Obama is also a mason. Putin is particularly dangerous because he pretends to be a Christian, and he's been, quote, made heavenly by the Russian Orthodox Church as almost messianic, not because of the merits of Christ, but for making Russia a great power again. And Putin sees himself in the same way. Then this author goes on to say, as a Freemason, he will consider himself to be as a god and will honor the Masonic god Lucifer. Putin is and remains a product of world communism, as is the entire New World Order, which has killed a total of 94 million people worldwide. Nevertheless, in his speech of the State of the Nation in 2005, Putin declared the fall of the Soviet Union was the greatest geopolitical catastrophe. In addition, he proudly told Jerusalem that 80% members of the Soviet government were Rothschild-controlled Zionists. No wonder communism is Rothschild's child. Marx was Rothschild's cousin, Karl Marx. Nathan Rothschild paid Karl Marx. And here for drafting the Communist Manifesto, he did so because communism would eradicate Christianity in the fastest way in accordance with Adam Weishaupt and the Rothschild /6-point program. I wonder how many innocent people and opponents of Putin, such as KGB agents, later have been done in because of this. Now, I wanted to just share with you all of this because, you know, it's very important that you understand. This is what Henry McCoo said the other day on the show that I had with him when I was doing with Hagman & Hagman. He said that this Rothschild banking cartel is dedicated to Lucifer because they want to overthrow Christianity, overthrow the whole planet, and destroy everything God has created. That's their main goal. They tie that together with the Masonic Lodge through the higher. Now, don't go chasing down the Masons and telling them they're a bunch of Satanists, because the vast majority of Masons who are the lower levels have no idea what they're doing. They think they're in a social group to promote their businesses. I'm just telling you the truth. But when you get to the higher levels of the Masonic order, the 33-degree Masons, they all begin to realize very quickly that they're worshiping Lucifer, and that's who that their God is, according to the Masonic traditions. And this, according to Albert Pike, said this, that they need to realize that the Masonic lodges worship Lucifer because they want to obtain the seething energies of Lucifer, and that's their God. So they understand that at the higher levels. The lower level initiates have no idea what they're getting themselves into. But we know that the Masonic Lodge back in the 30s started taking over the Catholic Church with Vatican II. They pretty much finished that. And the entire Catholic Church now is a bunch of Masonic leaders and a bunch of pedophiles. In fact, one research article that I had read said 50% of the priests now are pedophiles. And all of this goes back into their sexual Kabbalist magic rituals, in which they're pretty much putting a witchcraft spell over the whole planet, trying to conceal what they're doing. And this is why Alex Jones was talking about this yesterday, and I'm talking about it now. It's not because we're trying to promote Christianity, but through God, the only chance we have of getting out of this mess is Christianity. And we have been completely taken over by this Kabbalist cult of the all-seeing eye, who's also being combined with the Masonic lodges and the Catholic churches to bring in a one-world Luciferian order. And they do this through the sacrifice of children, through the drinking of blood of the kids, to the mass exploitation of the children. It just goes on and on and on. And if you don't believe this, check out Bohemian Grove. More news stories coming back at the bottom of the hour.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome back. Second half of the hour of the news. I had to give you that background because I wanted to really give you some good basics as far as what's going on with Putin. Now you understand why this is very serious in Crimea and the Ukraine and what's going on with Russia and with NATO, because Putin doesn't want to play their game anymore and he wants to get rid of the European-dominated Rothschild-controlled central bank of Russia. And if he actually is planning on doing that, chances are he's not going to make it, and chances are he will be overthrown because they don't play that game very well, and they just don't do that. I mean, look at Saddam Hussein. I have often said, you know, it's funny because back in, in the early 2000s, I think it was, 2002, 2001, whenever it was, I think it was 2002, we went into Iraq, and my friends were all rah, rah, hoopla. I was like the only dissenting voice of everybody that I know, and they all told me that I was being anti-American. And I said, why do we have the right to go in and invade this country? I mean, we have nuclear weapons. Israel has nuclear weapons. I don't even know they have nuclear weapons. All the weapons inspectors have said they can't find anything there, but now we're going to go in and invade them. So we go in and we invade the country. We don't find anything. We find Saddam Hussein supposedly in a foxhole somewhere, whether that's true or not, who knows. And then we end up supposedly having him hung instead of reinstating him in the power after we found that everything we accused him of wasn't true. Yesterday I had a friend of mine come in from Switzerland. And I've known him for many, many years. And he told me, he said, the United States is probably the most hated country in the world now, and that people see us as an aggressor nation and an arm of the Rothschild banking cartel and under the control of the international banking community. And that in Europe, they're much more open in their press and their media and talking about all of this stuff. And they cannot believe that we're being used again as another pawn in the game to start another war, to foment another war at the behest of the bankers. So anyhow, Vladimir Putin, news story from World News, that reappears in public for the first time in 10 days. This is from the Telegraph. Russian president says life would be boring without gossip as he attends a meeting in St. Petersburg on Monday after days of rumors about his absence. The Kremlin has repeatedly said that Putin is in good health, maintaining that he's simply been conducting meetings behind closed doors. This did not stop social media users and speculating that Mr. Putin had a stroke or was even dead or had a massive heart attack. Now, what's interesting about this is, you know, we have weapons. We have beam weapons. We've got particle beam weapons. We've got all kinds of ultrasonic frequency weapons that can stop a heart, do all kinds of stuff, and they don't use bullets. They use sound waves because we know that we're beings of frequency. We've talked about that many times on the show, and they can stop a heart by using the sound waves. If you want to learn more about that, there's a really good book. It's old technology it talks about, though. We're so far past this. It's The Men Who Stare at Goats, and they actually interviewed General Stubblebine in there, and he talks about some of the frequency beam weapons that they can hit troops in a field from these machines, these frequency generators, and cause certain frequencies to go into their brain and cause them to become extremely depressed within minutes, within seconds. They can have massive diarrhea. They can do all these different things to them just by using sound waves. They can make them suicidal, and when they want to give up immediately because they're so depressed because they're going to be destroyed. And this is the kind of technology that we have that they don't really talk about. And a lot of this stuff supposedly came from the Roswell crash of 1947, and a lot of the technologies come from this. Now, whether you believe in these aliens, whatever you want to call them, if you want to call them as yet undefined species on this planet, if you want to call them aliens, if you want to call them fallen angels, I really don't care what you call them. But there's something going on with all of this mess, too. On top of all of this other mess that we're dealing with, there's something going on with this. I mean, there's too much evidence to support this stuff with the stuff in the skies and thousands of witnesses and all of these different vehicles we're seeing in the sky that do all kinds of crazy things, whether this is advanced technology. You know, a lot of the people that we've had on the show talk about this, and what's going on with the different things that happened in Nazi Germany and contacting into different dimensions. And now we've got the Hadron Collider going off in Switzerland. In fact, I fussed at my friend yesterday about this Hadron Collider. I said, why do you guys want to open up these portals in all these other dimensions? And he goes, well, we kind of want to see what's in there. And I'm like, well, what if you can't close the portal? He goes, well, we're just kind of curious. And I said, well, maybe there's some things we shouldn't be curious about. I mean, you know, Tom Horn feels as though we're going to be opening up a portal into hell if we're not careful with these things, and all kinds of strange things are going to be coming back out of these portals. Steve Quayle feels the same way. Now, whether or not that happens, I have no idea. But the point is, I mean, we're doing things with the planet that we probably shouldn't be doing, and we don't really need to try to destroy our own planet. I mean, it's kind of like, you know, destroying your own household. I mean, I could use a vernacular, which is kind of crude, but I'm not going to do it. I mean, but you know, there's a certain thing that you just don't need to do with your own, where you live. I mean, it's not like we can all jump on a spaceship and leave. But Putin is at a very high risk right now of being assassinated. I really believe that because of the Rothschild banking cartel. Second story, international media hysterical over Putin's comment on nuclear readiness. This is Sputnik News, leading Western newspaper headlines that focus on Russian Vladimir Putin's comments about Russia's readiness to replace its nuclear forces on alert in the event of an unfavorable scenario that had unfolded on Crimea, despite the United States and the United Kingdom making similar statements before. Now, you know what's interesting about this, and I find this extremely fascinating, because I was listening to another interview just a few weeks ago that we're talking about the interdimensional things that we're having to deal with on this planet right now. And it says that when you start detonating nuclear bombs, that it affects all the different – we know there's like 13 known dimensions now in this universe. That's just one speculation. Other people say more. Other people say less. And what ends up happening is apparently when you detonate a nuclear weapon in this dimension, it affects all 13 dimensions. There's a ripple effect. In other words, you're setting off this bomb in all these different dimensions. I don't personally think this is going to go nuclear. I don't think that they're going to allow that to happen anymore. I think they realize now what it does to the entire structure of the hologram we live in when you start detonating nuclear weapons. And that it's just not going to be healthy for anybody in any dimension. So I don't think that's going to happen. But I'm not saying that Russia won't be overthrown, and I'm not saying there's not going to be conventional weaponry used, and I'm not saying that the United States isn't going to go into a war, because apparently we're going to do anything to make sure that the Rothschild banking cartel stays in Russia, which is really kind of disgusting to me. Iran is fighting ISIS. Is it really a problem? Ron Paul's statement is, Iran continues to take an active role in helping the Iraqi to fight ISIS. Many U.S. neocons are upset that the U.S. military is not over there on the ground. By the way, a lot of the high-ranking military officers are Masonic leaders, and a lot of the Congress guys are Masonic leaders. They want Americans to believe that, that we need another invasion of Iraq and of Syria as well, and that we can defeat ISIS. But what is wrong with the countries of the region getting together and deciding to cooperate in a common problem? I mean, you know, of course, we just want to go ahead and carry the big stick. The ACLU sues Obama administration over kill list documents. This is Russia Today. The American Civil Liberties Union is suing the U.S. government in an effort to compel a court to release documents detailing the Obama administration use of a secret so-called kill list containing potential drone strikes. This was filed Monday in the U.S. District Court in Manhattan. You know, the fact that we're even having a we're having a discussion on kill lists by the United States government, and many American citizens are on the kill list, I find disheartening. I don't even know what to say about that. I mean, I don't even know how this is anywhere near legal. I know that a lot of drone operators now are suffering from post-traumatic stress syndrome. They're tired of killing civilians, and they're quitting by the masses because they simply can't handle it anymore, as far as just shooting and killing people from the air, especially women and children, and they've just had enough. They've had genug, like you say in German. Next story, a leftist media figure rushed to defend Ferguson cop shooter. This is from Paul Joseph Watson. The leftist media figures rushed to defend Jeffrey Williams, the man who shot and seriously injured two police officers in Ferguson last week, by claiming he was mistreated by the police and attempting to distance him from the Black Lives Matter movement. So I guess now it's okay to shoot cops if you want to. That seems kind of sick to me. And don't get me wrong, there's a lot of bad cops out there, but there's also a lot of good cops, and we just can't go around shooting people. I mean, you can't do that. I mean, we kind of try to live in a civilized society, and because somebody did something wrong to somebody else, you can't start shooting the police officers. I mean, think about this, guys. I mean, if we didn't have some type of law enforcement, the sheriffs or the local police or somebody, and you had all these criminals running around, especially if they take our guns away from us, how in the world are we supposed to maintain any type of civility or order in the United States in some of these more rural areas? I think it's very important that we realize that. It's just, we've got to, well, even the rural areas, the rural areas aren't as bad as the cities. Another story, this is from the New American. American millennials are scoring poorly against other nations on skills assessment. Imagine that. A recently released report from the Educational Testing Service, ETS, indicated that American millennials, those born after 1980, who were 16 to 34 years of age at the time of the study, scored near the bottom of the pack among 23 countries who were evaluated for various skills. Despite having the highest levels of educational attainment of any previous American generation, these young adults on average demonstrated relatively weak skills in literacy, numeracy, problem-solving, technology-rich environments, and compared to their international peers. Now, I'm going to stop here for a second. My son is 15 years old. He's finishing his first year of college. He's taking 11 hours. That's the maximum they could give him at the age of 15. He's on a full scholarship except for the books here in the state of Florida because he scored so high on his college entrance exams. And I've taught him how to think. His name is Harrison. Brilliant. You can watch him. You can watch him play piano. You can type in Harrison Brower on YouTube, and you can watch him play piano. You type in Savannah Brower. You can watch her sing the whole three stanzas of Silent Night, Holy Night in German. So our kids have really excelled as far as education, as far as skill sets. But I'm their dad, and we homeschooled them, and we've educated them properly as far as problem solving. In addition to that, they haven't had their 70 immunizations that so many kids are getting. Remember, when you're giving these kids all these immunizations with all of this thimerosal, which is still in many of the vaccines, and you give them all of this aluminum, which is shown to be as bad, if not worse, than thimerosal ever was as far as affecting neural and cognition development, then you dumb them down with their Common Core teaching. In addition to that, you do all of these crazy things like calcify their pineal glands with fluoride. I can't believe how easy Harrison's college classes are. These are fully accredited university college classes that he's taking. I can't believe how easy they are. I remember when I was in college back in the 70s, I mean, it was crazy. I mean, some of the classes actually challenged me. They were actually pretty hard, and I thought, wow, these are pretty interesting classes, especially when we start getting into organic chemistry and stuff like that, and biochemical genetics. And there was another one, neurophysiology, that was very, very good. And there was another really good class. It was called electromyographic kinesiology. I loved all those classes. I really excelled in those classes, and I had a blast with them. But I'm looking at some of the classes that Harrison's taking, and I'm like, are the people this bad now? I mean, are the classes having to be made this easy? And I've talked to so many of my friends who are still college professors, because I was a college professor for 2 years, and they said it's gotten worse and worse and worse and worse. And now we have this national testing board has come in and said that these millennials are not really doing very well with anything. They can't do math very well. The other day we do mathematics drills sometimes driving down the highway. I'll pick a number and I'll say, divide this number by 3. And then I'll say, you know, whoever gets the answer first, you know, gets a dollar or whatever. And we do this with the kids in the car all the time. And I remember the other day we had a child in the car with us, and I didn't think about her being in the car. And I started a mathematics drill, and she had no idea what I was talking about. I mean, it was like divide 85 by 3, and she had no idea how to do it. Had no idea how to do it. And I told my kids that, you know, Harrison pulled up his calculator. I said, absolutely not. Nobody uses calculators. You guys tell me what this is, and I went to the decimal, to second decimal point of what this is going to be. And so we did this in the car. The other girl could not even conceive of what we were trying to do. And the sad part about this is what we're raising in the United States. Nobody wants to think through common math problems, think through common reasoning skill problems, and they don't want to do their history. They don't do anything. They want to stop doing history now from 1880 back, because they don't want to talk about the Revolutionary War and the all the things that happened with Lincoln and all the stuff that happened, you know, with Andrew Jackson and the Bank of the United States. Why in the world do they teach all of this stuff? And friends, listen to me for a second. If you've got kids, it's your responsibility to teach them this stuff. It's your responsibility to go in and find curriculum that's going to be good for them and teach them. Even if they're in the public school system, spend 20, 30 minutes a night with them and just talk to them about what's going on. Don't let them be sleeping through all of this. I mean, we've got some major, major changes that are going on. And keep these kids off the fluoride. The next hour, we're going to be going into detail on nutrition and health. We're going to be giving you the top 10 foods never to eat, the top 5 ways to burn body fat. The second part of the hour, I'm going to be taking your personal phone calls as far as any health questions that you may have. This is going to be a fun next hour. We're going to have a blast with it. But the point is, you've got to learn to keep your kids healthy by the way they eat, by the things that they read, by the things that they think, by the prayers that you give them and the prayers that you teach them to pray. We've got to learn how to turn America back to building little Americans. My dad told me years ago, I asked him one time, so we were talking about the Roman Empire. And finally I said to him, I said, Dad, why did Rome fall? I mean, what happened to Rome? It was around for hundreds of years. How did it fall? And he goes, it's very simple, Ted. He used to call me Teddy. He says, very simple, Teddy. He goes, the reality with Rome is this. They stopped raising little Romans. They stopped raising little Romans. And see, and that's what we're doing in the United States. We stopped raising little Americans. We no longer understand the values for which this country was founded. We no longer stand in the aggregate against evil and against tyranny. After World War II, when the United States beat fascism and beat Russia, and beat Germany, we gave half of Europe to Russia. This whole thing was a mess I could do a whole thing on what really happened with World War II and the settlement with Russia getting all those nations over there, but I'm not going to do it. It's all, again, part of the Rothschild banking cartel move. But the reality is, if we don't understand what happened, if we don't see what's happening with history, if we don't wake up and realize this Luciferian conspiracy which is taking over the planet and what's really going on behind the scenes, we're just going to be pawns in the game. Like William Carr says in his book that he wrote back in the 50s that everybody needs to read, Pawns in the Game. You get it for free as a PDF online. Just type it in and download it, and you can read it. But this is what's going on globally right now. We need to understand that if we don't change what we're doing as Americans, there's not going to be an American left. Veteran news. Scandal plague. VA hospital still making vets wait months in Los Angeles, despite claims made to Congress that the Los Angeles Veterans Affairs, it makes people only wait for 4 days for an appointment. Internal documents from the facility show that 12,700 appointments wound up taking over 90 days before they actually occurred. The economy and business. The U.S. blows through its $18 trillion of Rothschild debt, which shouldn't even be there. This is from Russia Today. On Monday, the U.S. reached its legal debt limit of $18 trillion, more than the country's entire GDP. Lawmakers will either have to again lift it or attempt to cap spending. See, it doesn't do any good to cap spending. Here's why. You can't cap spending when you have a when you stop borrowing money, when you decrease it, when you balance the budget like Clinton did and like what happened with Nixon, when you balance the budget, when you're borrowing money to make the budget run, as you balance the budget, you stop borrowing money, the M1 money supply contracts, the money in circulation contracts, so it's paying off the debt to the Rothschild banking cartel. When you pay off the debt to the Rothschild banking cartel, you take money out of circulation. When you take money out of circulation, you decrease productivity, and then banks can't lend money to businesses to continue to work because the money's not in circulation anymore. So it's a double-edged sword. When you have a debt-based economy that only works on borrowing money that you pay interest for, if you stop borrowing the money, the payments to pay the interest back take the money out of circulation, so you no longer have enough working capital for the businesses to function, which always puts you into recession. This is what happened with Nixon when he finally came out and said he was a Keynesian. And you know what's funny? When I was at Florida State University, I was in graduate school there getting my MBA, I'll never forget, we only were taught Keynesian economics. That's all we were taught about debt-based economic structure of how the United States works. We never once got told about the Rothschild banking cartel. Final break. We'll be back in a few minutes.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Well, welcome back to Power Hour. Final break before we start on a full hour of straight nutrition. Your questions and calls. But real quick, I want to go ahead and go over the Power Hour ball. They've got some great sales right now. They've got a natural medicine DVD sale, a three-disc set, normally $39 on sale for $35. They've got Straw Bale Gardens by Joel Carson, regular 19 on sale for 17. American Red Cross emergency crank radios are on sale. Go to the Power Hour Mall. Go to the Power Hour Mall, support Joyce. Give them a call at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Go to the Power Mall. Synchronized Universe, New Science of the Paranormal by Claude Swanson. I just got that book in. I'm looking forward to reading that one, and I'm excited about actually having this man on as a guest, because I like, you know how I love this biophysics stuff. We have also all kinds of Sherry Rogers wrote a book on cholesterol hoax. They have that available. They've got turmeric shaker bottle, inventory clearances. There are all kinds of specials right now going on the Power Hour. The third hour today, I'm going to have Ellen Brown, and we're going to be talking about the ECB's noose around Greece and how central banks harness governments. It ties in perfectly what we've already been talking about. She's an attorney. She'll be discussing how we have lost control of our finance and how publicly owned banks will bring a financial Armageddon, and state-owned banks is the only viable option left. In other words, we have to nationalize the Federal Reserve System. And so we're going to talk to her in depth on the third hour, but just in a few minutes we're going to start on our nutrition stuff, covering the top 10 foods never to eat. We're going to go into detail on lowering blood pressure, cholesterol, triglycerides, blood sugar levels, maintaining really easy blood sugar levels without the use of drugs. We're going to go into detail about what happens with statin drugs and why they cause kidney damage and kidney failure and skeletal muscle necrosis and they can destroy your heart muscle. So we got a lot of really interesting comments coming up, and I see the phones are already ringing. We're not going to take phone calls until the bottom of the hour. You guys save your phone calls. I know you're going to have a whole bunch of phone calls coming in about the health stuff. In addition to that, what we're going to do today, every person who orders anything from the Power Mall, anything you order, doesn't make any difference. You buy, order a tube of toothpaste, I'm going to give you a copy of my Breakthrough Health book for free. Now, you got to order something first, though. The book's not free. You've got to buy something from the Power Mall. I don't care what you buy, anything. And the reason we got to do this is I've donated the books to Joyce. I've donated to the Power Mall. They're for you guys and for you guys to read and enjoy. And what we're going to do is give them away for free today when you order something from the Power Mall. We can't give them to you totally for free other than ordering, because I don't want Joyce to get stuck paying shipping on a bunch of books. But I've donated the books. There are no charge to Joyce. I paid the freight to her. She'll be sending them out from the Power Mall. So we're going to have a really good promo with you guys today. I mean, a free book on Breakthrough Health, and we'll go over the chapters and what's in this book at the beginning of the next hour. Let's go back to a couple of the news stories. I know I've only got a couple of minutes left, but there's so much more stuff that I want to talk about that I haven't had a chance yet to do. And so I'm going to do that right now, I think, unless I run out of time here in a few seconds. But what we need to understand is that we've got a problem in the United States, and it's not going to get any better unless we do something to try to correct it. And that means we have to all get in the aggregate. We need to get on our hands and knees, to be honest with you. We've got to pray. We've got to stand against it. Because one of the things the New World Order with the Luciferian agenda hates, it hates it when we pray. It absolutely hates it when we pray, because it doesn't want us together in the aggregate in the fourth dimension praying and calling on God Almighty. Because remember, they're scared of God. They don't like this. They're trying everything they can to destroy the planet and destroy what God has created. That's what they're doing. But we don't have to deal with this. We don't have to be part of this. We can stand in the aggregate, and we can postpone this thing. It's like Rodney Howard Brown says. Oh, real quick. Somebody sent me an email the other day, and they were upset that I was going to have Rodney Howard Brown on because he's charismatic. And they want to make sure that I wasn't going to be subdued by all of that or whatever. Guys, you know, my personal beliefs and what I believe, or my personal beliefs is where I go to church. I go to a Southern Baptist church. Just in case if you guys are curious as to where I go to church, and Rodney Howard Brown is a good friend of mine, and he's got a lot of good things to say, and we're going to bring him back on again. Right now, we're having a big problem with vaccines, and we're almost out of time. We're about to come to this break.